أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أننا نزلنا إليهم الملائكة وكلمهم الموتى وحشرنا عليهم كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا إلا أن يشاء الله ولكن أكثرهم يجهلون. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون. ولتزغى إليه أفئدة الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وليرضوه وليقترفوا ما هم مقترفون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 112, 113 and 114 of Surah Al-An'am. These are the first verses of the 8th juz of the Quran Sharif. However, carrying on from the last verses, they had taken qasam that if some sign had come and the demand that they had made was that Mount Safa turns into gold, then they would bring iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues with that response. Allah says, walau annana nazzalna ilayhimul malaika. Number one, if we had to reveal upon them the malaika, the angels come down fully identifying themselves as angels, these people, these Quraysh, these Kuffar will be convinced that these are the angels of Allah Ta'ala. Like how at the beginning of the surah, they wanted these angels to come with some written scroll from Allah Ta'ala, that this is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, this is the Kitab of Allah. Even if all of that had to happen, the angels came down to testify the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number two, وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى. And the dead had to be resurrected from the graves, brought up, and the dead of the people of the past, those that believed, those that didn't believe, and then they had to give their story of what happened after death. And they would have spoken about everything that happens in the alame barzakh, in the life of the qabr. Number three, وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا. That we resurrect everything, قُبُلًا, in front of them, أَمْنَ سَمْنَ, and everything, whether it is insan, non-insan, the animals, the birds, all that had died, all is brought back to life, and each one speaks about the afterlife, the truth and the reality of the afterlife. مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. They are not ones that will accept and believe. That is the truth, that is the reality, this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah ta'ala knows insan, how Allah ta'ala knows the disbelievers. It is their obstinance, their arrogance, their jealousy and their evil in their hearts, that they will not believe in Allah ta'ala, even though all the signs are brought to them. إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءَ اللَّهِ. But that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who Allah ta'ala desire, that they bring iman, they will bring iman. They'll bring iman with the signs, they bring iman without the signs. That is the shan, that is the status of a believer. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ. But most of them are ignorant of the fact that Allah ta'ala is almighty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one. They have become ignorant of the qudrat and the power of Allah. They have become ignorant of all the facts with regards to the afterlife. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about a system that had continued from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and it may be very important for us to understand this also. Allah Ta'ala has kept iman and kufr side by side in this earth, and that is going to carry on. Iman and kufr will carry on. The kafir is a test to the believer. The believer has a responsibility to give dawah to the kafir. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed this world. That is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah ta'ala speaks about now. Allah ta'ala says, similarly, like the Quraysh of Makkah made these demands on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet they didn't believe, that we had made likulli nabiyyin, for every nabi adu, one an enemy. Whoever the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was, he never existed in his community without an opposition. That is going to happen, that has to happen, and that is good that it happens, especially for the believers, that keeps us firm on our iman. Adu one, but these adu, these enemies, shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, they are the shayateen, they are the shaitans, number one from insan, and number two from jinn. The jinn that we will understand, that is shaitan, everyone understands shaitan. The insan, how would this insan be regarded as a shaitan? Allah Ta'ala says, yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'd. Some of them will inspire others, some of them will whisper into the hearts of others as far as the shaitan is concerned. But how would insan do it? Allah Ta'ala says that inspiration will be in a very unique form. زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. It will be by animated talk. There will be a lot of adornment and decoration and ornament around the talk of a person. They will make us feel the wrong to be right. They will take us out of our belief system with different theories, and they will create different aspirations in us, like we see in the secular system today, how they have brought us out of our iman and made us believe things that we are not supposed to believe. And I say we as an ummah globally throughout the world, how the democracies of the world is operating, that Muslim leaders now feel that Islam, wa na'udhu billah, is not good enough. The aspect of jihad fi sabilillah is supposed to be abolished. The words of the Quran Sharif is supposed to be abolished. And this is how that animated talk that carries out throughout the world, and that is the shaitan of the insan. Walau sha'a rabbuk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if your Rabb so desired, ma fa'aluhu, they would have not done this. But all of that is happening by the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we remain in check insofar as our iman is concerned. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ يَفْتَرُونَ. Leave them and whatever fabrication and lies that they are spreading, let them carry on. But your important aspect is you need to be firm on your own iman, and you need to be firm on your own amal. It hurts us sometimes when they do things and they say things against Islam. But we should not be those Muslims that only speak about the ill of others and forget our own good. Speak about the ill of others and their enmity against Allah Ta'ala, and we forget our commitment to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in being obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah forbid, sometimes some of us go wrong in that also. وَلِتَزْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. This animated talk, the shayateen that will inspire, or rather whisper into the hearts of people, all of that. Another reason that it is being done is so that the hearts of those who do not believe in the akhirah are inclined towards all of this. So this is the whole issue of iman, and this is the whole challenge of our iman, and that is how our iman gets challenged. That when we stop believing, or our yaqeen in the akhirat lessens or weakens, then we also get inclined to these type of talks. وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ. And then those type of talks and those people begin to please us, and we become happy with such talks. وَلِيَقْتَرِفُ مَا هُمْ مُقْتَرِفُونَ. And the ill deeds that they go on with, they will continue going on with it, and that will be their task. And our task is to seek the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala insofar as our iman and amal and deen is concerned. And our duty is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to continuously please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our struggle from the time we open our eyes till the day we close our eyes, that we please Allah Rabbul Izzat and we do whatever is pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.